It seems that wherever Donald Trump goes these days, he's met with protests. And Salt Lake City on Friday evening was no exception. Hundreds of protesters turned up for a Dump Trump event that began as a rally at the city and county building and then turned into a two-block march to the scheduled site of a Trump appearance. When they arrived at the Infinity Event Center, the anti-Trump protesters were met with the confused stares of Trump supporters and others who had come to witness the spectacle. Until not that long ago, many political pundits dismissed Donald Trump as, well, as a joke. But Trump's angry populist outsider message has galvanized a disaffected segment of the American right, and there are now some who are saying his nomination is all but inevitable. Waiting outside the official Trump rally, Ralph, an Orem resident and Trump supporter who preferred not to give his last name, said that the protesters didn't understand the real Donald Trump.
I think a lot of them don't see him. I think they're just, you know, rehearsed, you know, stuff's rehearsed to him. He's a get-it-done guy, okay? And a lot of people say, well, we're afraid that he's not going to do what he says. But I think if you look at the guy's credit report, you're going to see a really good thing. And people don't get that high in business and don't do that well if they don't do what they say. I think he values his name more than he values his money.
What Trump says he'll do was the reason Salt Lake City resident Jose Mendez says that he won't be voting for the GOP candidate. Speaking in Spanish, Mendez, a U.S. citizen who is originally from Mexico, said that the Republicans' pledge to build a massive wall on the border and his general animosity toward immigrants was dangerous for America.
Yo veo que, pues no es bueno para los mexicanos, para los migrantes.
He's not good for the immigrants who come to this country. He's against us, and it's not good for anyone. Hopefully he won't win. I'm going to vote for someone else, anyone else but him. When asked if he was supporting any candidate in particular, Mendez said he was leaning toward former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton. At least Hillary says something about us, about Hispanic immigrants. We're better off with her than with Trump. Another protester, Salt Lake City resident Linda Aaron, was also motivated to attend the anti-Trump event because of the candidate's sometimes vitriolic statements.
I really decided I wanted to be here protesting because I watched footage of him at rallies, you know, yelling at protesters and implying that it's not okay to protest. He says, take them out of here on a stretcher, or in my day, back in the olden days, you know, protesters faced consequences. You know, has he read the Constitution? I mean, we have a right to free speech. So, you know, you can't just shut down anybody that disagrees with you. And if he thinks he's going to be able to be a president and do that, that's very frightening.
In addition to the protesters and Trump supporters, there were some onlookers who had come to simply witness the spectacle. Among that group was Mike, who works in downtown Salt Lake City, and also said he'd prefer not to share his full name. A Republican, Mike said he was concerned with the direction of his party.
You know, it's sad. I've been a Republican for 30-plus years, and it's sad to see that the party's come to this. You asked the last person if they would still support the Republican candidate if it was Trump. I probably wouldn't. He's scary.
Asked if he'd be okay with having a Democrat in the White House, Mike said he just wanted someone stable leading the country.
Hillary Clinton, she is a viable president because she's predictable. You know, she's going to lie when she needs to or wants to, but she's not going to do anything to truly harm America. I can't say that about Trump.
Inside the official Trump rally, the candidate played to Mormon, Utah, to a whooping crowd, while at the same time chastising former Republican presidential candidate and Mormon Mitt Romney.
The evangelicals have been so amazing. Everybody's so amazing. And do I love the Mormons, okay? Do I love the Mormons? I have many friends that live in Salt Lake. I have a lot of friends. By the way, Mitt Romney is not one of them. Did he choke? Did this guy choke? Are you sure he's a Mormon? Are we sure?
Romney, who recently gave a high-profile speech urging Republicans to support any candidate other than Trump, used his Facebook page on Friday to say he would be casting his primary vote for Texas Senator Ted Cruz. The Mormon one-time Republican standard-bearer reiterated his opposition to what he called Trumpism, which he said was associated with racism, misogyny, bigotry, xenophobia, vulgarity, and violence. In advance of Tuesday's Republican and Democratic caucuses, four candidates have visited Utah, Republicans Trump, Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich, and Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders. A new poll shows Senator Cruz with a wide lead on the Republican side in Utah, followed by Ohio Governor John Kasich and Trump coming in third. Nationally, however, Trump continues to fare far better than his Republican rivals. On the Democratic side, Senator Sanders has focused on Utah over the past few days in his bid against Democratic establishment candidate Hillary Clinton. Sanders has a rally scheduled for Monday afternoon at Salt Lake's West High School. On Friday, speaking before a crowd of 14,000 people, by some estimates 10 times the size of the crowd Trump addressed the same evening, Senator Sanders, at the end of wide-ranging progressive comments, offered his own thoughts on the candidacy of the billionaire hotel magnate currently leading the delegate count on the Republican side.
Donald Trump will not be elected president of the United States. He will not be elected president because he lies all of the time. And the American people will not elect somebody who lies all of the time.
It will take at least until the GOP nominating convention in July, and potentially, if not likely, until the November general election, to see whether the Vermont senator's predictions about the American electorate ring true. For KCPW News, I'm Roger McDonough.